We're visiting with Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a tough loss for you guys last night, but you're still 4-2 on the season. Sounds like you played well through three quarters and just let it get away in quarter number four. What do you take away from last night?
You know, I thought we played really well at the beginning of the game. Had a really good game plan going in. I thought the guys really executed for two quarters. I think we were down 11 at halftime. Gave up a bucket there right at the buzzer to go down 11. We battled. We were down one of our starters. That kind of hurt. But kids stepped up, and, we had eight guys play last night for us, and I thought every one of them did some good things. And, fourth quarter, we kind of took some bad shots and let Lebo get out and run, and they were able to extend the lead. But overall, I thought, we really battled, and I saw some really good things that we can build on.
I want to bring up Coy Wilkinson. He was our Main Street Area Athlete of the Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week in our first selection of the winter season. And he's a freshman, and he's really doing some good things for you guys early.
Yeah, we knew we had something good in Coy this summer. He showed some flashes, and, he's been able to start the season off really hot for us. I think he led us in scoring last night as well with 11. He's very patient with the basketball. He plays really hard. He gets open. He's able to attack the rim for us, which is really good. Last night, Grayson was able to guard him. So he was guarded by, one of the best athletes in our league. That was something different for him, but I thought he did really well. And, the guys do a really good job of, the ball moves, and, whoever has the opportunity to score is usually who's getting it. And right now that's Coy for us.
What do you see from other guys? I know with Keenan Renfro not playing last night, and you get Tyson Bolson back as well. But, what do you want to see from those guys as, when you get your full allotment of a squad?
The good thing about this year's team is, we got guys that are capable of leading us in scoring on different nights, depending on matchups. Last night we didn't have Keenan. I thought, that was going to be tough for us, especially guarding Zach. We losing Keenan's height, and, he's averaging a double-double for us right now, so missing that last night was huge. We have four guys, scoring 10-plus, and then, we're able to play all nine guys. That's the one thing that we weren't able to do last year was have the depth. I think Oliver Smith started for us last night at the five, did a really good job, never came out. He rebounded. He did a really good job with Zach. And that was huge for us, our Landon Schultz and Tyson Degua, two freshmen, kind of stepped up for us last night, some big moments, Dayton Wilson's doing a good job for us, and Kevin Goza, our one senior, is a great leader, and he's doing a good job for us. So, just as a group, it's a really fun group to coach, and we're going to continue to get better, which is a good thing.
Visiting with Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you go to SEC on Friday, and man, that's last time you'll be going to Leroy with them leaving the league after this year. And then you got Waverly coming up on Tuesday before Christmas. And then you come back and, you get Opie, and then you get Burlingame before we talk again on January 10th. So you got some challenges ahead. And I wouldn't be surprised if your squad, is up for all the challenges that are ahead of them.
Yeah, it's the LCL, so, it's always going to be a battle every night. Got to take care of business. And our kids keep getting better. So that's the good thing about this group. We're a pretty young group, only one senior. I don't think we've played our best ball yet, and we're hoping that we can keep building, take what we learned from the Lebo game and keep building on that going into Christmas break.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with SEC. Best of luck on Tuesday against Waverly. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Best of luck on the 5th of January as you will have Opie, which will be our area games of the week. It'll be our first one back. And then best of luck against Burlingame on the 9th, and we'll talk to you again on January 10th.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank and Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.